God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It doesn't take much faith, amen, to do big things. Faith is potent. This is the very faith of God we're talking about. Amen. This is what He created the heavens and the earth with. And He's given us a measure of this faith. And His Word produces this faith in the hearer. That's why it's such an amazing and a wonderful thing to hear the Word of God with hearing ears and to have understanding of it and for faith to rise up in your heart. Amen. It is an eternal thing. Do you understand that He tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 that, you know, prophecies are going to be fulfilled and a number of things are going to come to pass and be fulfilled, but faith and hope and love are going to abide. What does that mean? That means a gazillion years into eternity is still going to be faith and hope and love. That means any development you have in faith in this life is good for the rest of your existence. Amen. Faith is going to be involved in our future. Hope is going to be involved in our future. Love is going to be involved in our future. These three abide forever. Amen. Amen. So anything and everything you learn about these three things is going to do you well for the eons to come. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, go to Luke, please. Let's read Luke's account in Luke 9. Now, let me remind you of the setting of this. If you back up and read some of the previous texts to this account of healing and deliverance, you'll see that Jesus, Peter, James, and John had just been on the mountain where He was transfigured. You know, His clothes and His person became glittering, white, shining, and they saw Elijah and they saw Moses. How many believe there's life after this life? Yeah. And they talked to Him about what was going to happen to Him. And He heard the voice of the Father. This is My beloved Son. Hear Him. And on coming down from the mountain, this is Luke 9 verse 37. Luke 9, 37. Coming down out of the glory of this experience, it came to pass that on the next day when they were come down from the hill, much people met Him. In Mark, we're going to read in just a minute, it says they were greatly amazed. Why were they greatly amazed? Well, there was something about Him that was different. Remind you of Moses being on the mount for 40 days and nights. And then when he came, you know, his face shone. So much so that it was so awesome that they had him put a cloth over his face. The glory of God had permeated his skin. How many believe when we spend time in God's presence, it changes us? But you know, that shining didn't stay on him forever after that. So it wears off, doesn't it? Which means you what? Need to get back in there, right? Get recharged. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Well, if you couldn't be depleted, you wouldn't need to be renewed. But they that wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength. You know, we live in such a busy world. And everything is instant this and and automatic this and drive through this and microwave this, and people think they're not doing anything unless they got the two cell phones and reading emails and got the fax machine going all at the same time. But you know that can cost you. And you can get busy-itis. Anybody know what I mean by that? I mean, you can't sit still. You call it a good work ethic, but it's just not having peace. Did you hear me? Got to be constantly moving, constantly doing something, you know. I mean, just fidgeting with yourself or, just create work to do. I didn't call anybody's name, so just look straight ahead. And I just look straight ahead, smile, and just go, amen, Brother Key. Somebody needs that. And just nobody will know it was you. But, I know I come from strong work ethic. I mean, my granddad, such a hard worker, my dad, mom, hard workers. And I know one of the toughest things when I got into the ministry, the Lord began to deal with me about spending time with Him and being quiet. Man, that's one of the toughest things. So I thought, in the middle of the day, I'm supposed to go in the bedroom by myself and be quiet? Man, it's 6 hours to sundown. You could get a lot of work done that length of time. Well, there's different kind of work. And to get in there and get quiet, you know, then your mind starts racing. Well, you got this to do, and then you could do this. And then what about this? You're just laying in here doing nothing. Well, to hold on is waiting on the Lord doing nothing. Do all of us require waiting on the Lord? Should all of us have times where we get quiet and stay there long enough until our mind calms down and is not just racing, 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 and we get our bodies still and our minds still? Didn't He say, be still and know that I am God? And I found it's in times like that you get things from Him. You get clarity. You get direction. I don't care how hard you're working or how fast you're moving or how hard and fast you're running. If you're going the wrong direction, what good is that? Right? So we should hear from God, and we should take some time and get quiet and turn off those 5 TVs and 3 radios and tape players. There's a time to be quiet. And even when you get in there, don't just scream in tongues and pray as loud as you can. Be quiet. Everybody say quiet. Still. Wait. See, it's not just about you trying to tell God something. You want to hear from Him. Not just a monologue, ask and talk, but be quiet too and receive. And in times like that, you'll renew your strength. Now, the reason I'm taking extra time to do this is because we have so many tired people, weary people, worn out, and they talk tired and they talk weariness. Every time you see them, I mean, you won't be around them 3 minutes. Oh, how's it going? Well, we're just so busy. Just so busy, 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 busy. And I'm just tired, you know. I need to get some rest. Well, that's not okay. Not supposed to be wore out all the time. Well, I don't have time to wait on the Lord. Well, then you're wasting time. It's a fact. I don't have time to go to church. Then your priorities are all wrong and you're wasting your life. Large chunks of your life, you're just blowing on something that's not going to even matter next year. Did you hear me? You don't have time to pray. You don't have time to wait on the Lord. You don't have time to come to church. You don't have time to serve the Lord. Then Jesus is not your Lord. He may be your Savior, but He's not running your life. You're running your life. You are your own Lord. And that's why people are worn out. Because when you do things in the effort of the flesh only, it wears you out. You got no divine help. You got no divine assistance. But if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, there's anointing. There's help. Even at the end of the day, if you feel a little tired physically, you can still feel refreshed in your spirit. Amen. You can lay your head on the bed at night and your body may be some tired, but inside your spirit, you can even be renewed. Amen. 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 That's where it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be tired and worn out all the time. It's nothing to brag about that you're tired and worn out all the time. Something to repent over probably. Well, we're having fun now, aren't we? It's also why people are sick. Because when you wear yourself out, just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, don't know how to be quiet, don't know how to rest, get a minute to be quiet and you find three more things to do, create stuff to do to stay busy. Busyness is like an addiction. It's like somebody that can't be free from smoking or something. They don't have a cigarette in their hand, they don't know what to do. Well, what do I do? Where's my cigarette? Because it's kind of like a pacifier. You get used to having that, you know. Where's my, what do they call them? Blinky or whatever it is? Binky? You can tell I don't know much about that. I'm sure I used to have one. But you know what I'm saying? It is an addiction. And so if people are not rushing to do something and going somewhere and on the phone and this and that, they think, well, what do I do with myself? It'd be a perfect time to go sit down and be quiet. Amen. Just quiet. Well, we turn the TV on, we turn this on. You know, I looked one time and did a pie chart of my committed time and my free time. And most people that, you know, work regular jobs and do things like that and have kids in school, they only have about 2 or 3 discretionary hours a day. Study it and see. And most people are blowing that on TV. No prayer, no waiting on God. And so folk don't understand why they're not sensitive to the Holy Ghost and why they're wore out all the time, because that's not rest. Let me say, are you sure, Brother Keith? Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I like to just come and plop down and watch and rest. That's not rest. You might be resting your body, but you're not resting your mind. Did you hear me? Your body might not be doing anything, but you're not resting your spirit. You're not resting your mind. You know, some big action show or something. And I like to watch a good action show once in a while. But you know, your emotions are going to go up with them and down with them. And somebody's hiding behind the bush and they're about to get them. And you're going, oh, you better go. You better run. I already got him. You know, you're sitting in the chair, but I mean, you're active inside. That's not resting. Shopping is not resting. Amen. It's okay to shop, but don't call it resting. Did you hear me? We live in a generation that doesn't know how to rest. And that's why we got things like chronic fatigue syndrome. Stuff people never even heard of years ago. You see what I'm talking about? And it's nothing to be proud of. It doesn't mean you're a mover and a shaker. It means you're a person that's not listening to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man with the Lunatic Son, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R912. That's R912. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.